Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over the importance of networking. And this is important in any field, but I think especially more important in the pool service industry, where we're kind of like the lone rangers out there. And networking is something that's often overlooked, but it's something that's really important to grow your business and to make your life easier in a lot of respects. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. Now, I don't really plug my coaching program very often. You'll hear me kind of give a little blurb at the end of the podcast. I'm not really big on, advertising things in here, because there's really no need to, I don't think, and it takes up people's time and it wastes time. But just real quick, for 30 seconds here, I'm just going to say that for networking, I think my coaching group is one of the best ways you can do it. There's 270 members in there. Some are more active than others as far as being on the group chat, but I can put you in touch with people in your area because I have people in Texas, Florida, California, just about any area where there's pools, Arizona. I think I mentioned that. I'm not sure. Nevada. Where there's pools, I have guys in my group that can network with you and you can team up on different things. So it's definitely a great benefit. And I keep the membership really low. It's kind of like a joke kind of fee. I mean, for $10 a month, that's like two Starbucks or maybe one Starbucks depending on what you get. And then the $20 a month membership is really low. And you get a lot of benefits from the group also. But with that said, I think networking is important, whether you join my group or if you're on Facebook for the free groups there, or if you're in a local chapter of some kind of organization. Networking is important for a lot of aspects. And I think the number one reason why you should be networking out there is because you can't do everything. I mean, if you have been doing this for a while, you know that when you get to a certain amount of pools, especially if you're just a single pool or if you have just one employee, even at that point, there are a lot of jobs out there that you just can't get to in a timely manner. And you don't want to lose that customer. You don't want to lose that relationship, nor do you want to pass up leads that someone were to give you. So let's say a local realtor is giving you a lot of leads and there's some things you can't get to because you're just too busy doing other things. You don't want to let those go to the wayside or disappoint that particular person giving you those leads, a builder giving you leads for maybe startups, things of that nature. And so if you ever get that big, which is going to happen, so think positive. Don't think that, well, I'm never going to get big enough where I pass up work. Well, then you're never going to get big enough to pass up work. But when you do get big enough to do this, networking is really crucial. And the earlier you start networking, the better. I think finding people in your area that you can team up with. Now, when I say team up with, so let's say you have an acid wash scheduled and it's easier with two people. You can do it by yourself, but it's not ideal. So if you're doing an acid wash, you can find a local pool guy that you've been talking to, a pool gal, and you can say, hey, I have an acid wash scheduled for Wednesday morning. If we work it together, we can knock this thing out really quick and be back on our route a lot faster. How about if you meet me there at 8 in the morning? I already drained it last night, so it's ready to go. We'll knock this thing out, and I'll split the money with you 60-40 or 50-50 or 70-30, however you want to work it. And chances are you're going to get that person to say, yeah, let's do it. And then when he does an acid wash or something, you guys will team up on that one also. Or if you have a pool light that you're replacing, and it's a two-man job, you can't really do a pool light by yourself. So you need someone there so that when you're pulling the conduit, you can see which, if it's a pool and spa light or two pool lights, you got to know which one's which going into the junction. So having someone there to help you is definitely important. Plus, you can have him jump in the pool if you need to get the light fixture out, and you will stay dry. I don't know, however you want to work it. But teaming up is definitely something you want to do, especially, again, if you don't have an employee. And even if you have an employee, they're out there doing the route, so it's kind of hard to get them to help you. So having another pool guy out there to do that is really crucial. Or if you're starting out and you don't know how to do all the repairs, you're doing some repairs and you don't have time to do all the rest, finding someone that you can refer repairs to that's reputable is another way to really expand your business. Now, I use two people in my area. I have a really good friend that I trained many years ago. He has a really big pool route with several repairmen, and he's in my area. So if you're in the area of where I service, you know, which is San Gabriel Valley, actually, he goes everywhere. He goes to Los Angeles, Orange County. He'll go to Palm Springs. He'll go to San Diego. He'll typically go anywhere in the lower Southern California region. I don't think he goes past San Fernando Valley, or he goes like the Barstow or anything like that. But he stays in that area because his guys can go anywhere. And he can do all that work. And I've referred him to many people in my group to do work in Los Angeles, San Diego, you know, Palm Desert. And his team is really good. Now, he's not the cheapest repairman that you could send out there. In fact, he charges maybe $150 or $200 more than I would normally charge for a job. But hey, if you're in a pinch, you need something done, and the customer wants something put in, and they can't wait, you can't get to it, you know, having them pay that premium is something that is kind of one of those things that's happening anyway. You know, I just had some work done, and then I got an email saying, hey, you know, the person, I guess, they charged me wrong. It was actually a higher charge is supposed to go through, and they just charged my car without even telling me till after the effect. But that's one of the things that's happening now, but I wouldn't suggest, of course, doing that in your business. It's not a good practice. I was kind of taken aback by it, but it's something that is happening now with the way the inflation is in every industry that you're going to run into that. And again, you're outsourcing it to somebody else, and if they charge more, the customer actually just has to pay that. And you don't want to prep the customer and say, hey, you know, I have a guy coming out there, and he charges a lot more than I would, but he can do the work. That's totally the wrong thing to say. Just say that, hey, I have a guy that came out and fixed it, and he's going to charge you the market rate for it. And if you're okay with this X amount of dollars to pay, then I'll get him out there tomorrow. So prep him for that. You know, try to play it down a little bit. Because honestly, repair rates are all over the board out there. So some people are higher than others. You may be lower than some or higher than some. And who's to say that he's not charging the right amount anyway out there? So I don't argue with what he's going to charge people to do the work. And he does really good work. I have another guy that I refer work to also. And he does the warranty work for Jandy and Hayward. He's really good with automated systems, you know, finding troubleshooting problems, installing complete equipment pads, which is something I don't have time to do. And so if I get any kind of jobs like that, I send it to him. And he's one of those kind of people that when he says he's going to be there to do the work, he's going to be there to do the work. And that's the key aspect when you're networking, getting a building a kind of an outside referral crew, is make sure that people are reliable. I mean, if you find someone who's good, but they're always a day late or never show up on time, or maybe they're kind of caustic with the customer, they kind of rub the customer the wrong way, then you want to move on to someone else and you want to find a good referral crew. So right now I have those two, and anything that comes my way, you know, even like a replastering job, I can refer it out to somebody. And if you're thinking right now, well, you're referring all this stuff out, you know, do you get a referral fee? Yes and no. Sometimes I'll get something, but usually I'm at the point now where if I refer something, I'm not really asking for a fee, but you know, the fees range from anywhere from, you know, 3 to 5% on a referral. If you're going to refer a plaster job out, you might get 5 or 6%. If you're going to refer a builder, they may pay you more for a pool build because they really make a lot of money off of that. So it depends on the area. And I also have them, usually I have them directly bill the customer. Although there are situations where I know the customer and they don't want to be direct billed by them. They want me to bill them. So what I'll do is I'll pay them to do the work and then I'll bill the customer. And again, it's customer dependent. You may have a handful of customers on there that just want to deal with you. And getting a bill from another repair company is something they don't like or appreciate. And so keep it in the house and pay them and then bill the customer for it. Or you can just have them bill directly. The reason why I like them billing directly is because I'm not the middleman anymore. So let's say they install a pump, which these guys won't do this. They install really good quality, or they do good quality work, so this won't happen. But if they install something and it's not working, then you paid them and then you paid the customer, or actually the customer paid you. Wait, I'll start over. You pay the repairman, then you bill the customer for the repair. Now, if there's a problem, then they're going to come to you and say, hey, my pump's not working. So you got to track down the guy and have him fix it. So it's kind of messy. I had a guy in Texas one time where he hired a resurfacer. And this was a company that didn't jackhammer down the plaster. They just put another layer on top of the one that was there already, which you can do, but I don't think it's recommended. And so he billed the customer for the replaster, and he noticed that there were some defects in the pool guy who did all this noticed there were some defects in the plaster from the plaster but the customer paid him directly, and he paid the plaster because he made some money in between there. And now he's got these defects to deal with, and the customer is saying, hey, you know, this plaster looked kind of weird, but since the customer paid the pool guy that referred the plaster, not the plaster directly, now he's the middleman trying to solve this problem. And so I want to step away from that and not have to deal with that. So I'm fine with them directly billing the customers and not have to worry about any kind of follow-up. So if there's a problem, they'll call them directly and you're out of the loop. Of course, you want to find good, reliable people to refer work to so that you're not going to have any problems with your customers. But things do arise. You know, my guy was out there one time doing an install and he didn't program the automated system correctly. But you know what? They didn't call me. They called him because he did it. Now, if I were to charge a customer for that, they'd be on the phone with me. Hey, you know, my thing's not running right, blah, blah, blah. It would take up my time and effort. So I don't deal with that. And usually, like I said, my guys are really good. So they're not going to drop the ball. It'll be something minor like that that I don't have time to deal with. So it's better if they just deal directly with them. So if you're looking for a local repairman that you can refer work to, one of the things that you want to avoid or maybe minimize your risk is it should be someone who's just doing repairs only. So I mentioned my friend, he has a pool route, but he does repairs. He's okay. I trust him that he's not going to do anything and take any accounts. You have to build that kind of trust with him. But if you didn't want to go through the trouble of building, of worrying about that, then you can just get someone who does strictly repairs in your area. The best way to find someone is to go on the Pentair, Jandy, or Hayward website and look in your area for the local warranty companies that they recommend. Like in my area, Los Angeles, you know, for Pentair, there's like 20 or 30 different companies on that list. And you want to go through the list and see who doesn't do any kind of pool service. So in my area, for Pentair, there's CB Electric. They just do repairs and they don't do any kind of pool service. So that's someone you want to pick because, hey, this guy's not going to steal my account or tell the customer that I'm doing something wrong because they don't do pool service. They just do repairs. You can also refer directly to Leslie's Pool Supply. They don't do weekly pool service. They just do installs and repairs. So let's say, for instance, you have a customer that needs a filter or a pump. You don't have time to do it, or you don't have the knowledge to do it in some cases. You're kind of new to the business. Just go to your local Leslie's store, talk to the manager, refer that customer to them. And the nice thing about having Leslie's do the installs is that the customer can use their credit card or do the Affirm or whatever, however they want to pay them, and they don't have to pay all the money up front. And then it's off your hands. If there's a problem with the equipment, then Leslie's will send their technician back out to fix it. And you're pretty much hands off at that point. So I've done that before to some of my customers. And they're really good. They're really knowledgeable. I had one account where they wanted a variable speed pump. I didn't have any time to do it. And Leslie's had a sale. So they called them, went out there, and they realized that the breaker didn't have enough power. It was like modulating, wasn't getting the full 230 volts. So they advised the customer to get an electrician out there to take a look at it. And they put a new breaker in and everything was fine. So it's not like they don't know what they're doing. And if you call them, they'll definitely stand behind their install and you don't have to worry about it. They also have like an extended warranty in most cases when the customer gets them out there to install the equipment. So that's also a good bonus to have like that 3-year warranty on everything. So you don't have to do everything out there, and you can't do everything out there. You know, you want to figure what the two things you do best out there is and kind of stick with that and then refer things out to other people. So the number one thing that you should be good at out there is keeping the water balance, keeping the pool clean, and doing the weekly service maintenance if you're a single poler out there. That should be your primary goal. And then the second thing you should be doing out there is growing your business, you know, getting new accounts, getting new services. Those should be the two primary areas where you can focus on and create your business and grow it. You know, any job, you want to be good at two or three things only. Two things probably is the best, but two or three things. So if you look at any kind of job out there, or if you come from a different industry, let's say you're a car salesman, well, you're probably, number one, you've got to be good at closing the sale. And number two, you've got to be good at talking to the customer. Those are probably two of the top skills as a car salesman out there. And then there's some, you know, secondary, third skills, like you have to know about the size, horsepower, the engine, things of that detail, or be more of like a car guru and know everything about the cars. That comes later, but I think you just need to have two basic skills to be successful in most businesses, and same with the pool service industry. So if you're doing repairs, doing acid washes, doing green the cleans, you know, building your route, going out there and servicing pools, you may be doing too much. You may want to outsource or network or get people to help you with those things. You can focus on the things that you're good at. Maybe you're good at repairs and not really good at the service. Then you want to hire someone to do the service and you just do repairs. Who knows what area you're going to focus and land in. But you can't do everything out there, and you shouldn't be doing everything out there. So you want to build that network of people you can refer work to. Let's say you have a pool outside your area, but you don't really want to pass on it. So, but then you know you have a buddy that does that area, so you can give him the account. And you can just say, hey, if you get an account in my area, you know, give me that one. You owe me one. And that's one way to do it, you know, to make it really easy. I wouldn't charge them for the account. That's kind of like, you just want to kind of do a one-for-one thing later. And that's kind of how you build up that network and build up that relationship with that person anyway. And that's kind of one of the reasons why I don't really get a referral fee when I send my buddy out there to do some work, because I'll get an emergency call sometimes. And then I'll say, hey, you know, can you get out there today and do that? And he'll stop by and take care of it for me because he knows that I've given him a lot of work. And so he'll go out of his way to stop by and take care of an emergency for me. So you're building that relationship. And it's not always about money and referral fees and getting your cut of it. It's also about, you know, give and take. You know, he'll give me something, I'll give him something. And that's kind of how you network. So just like in any business, you're not really getting anything monetary in a lot of cases, but you are networking. Of course, teaming up for an acid wash, you're going to pay him a percentage, you know, 20, 30, 40% of the job, or even half if you guys are doing the work equally. And if he has an acid wash, he gives you half, however you want to work it. But it's not always about, you know, getting that fee. It's about building that network. So just keep that in mind also, that not everything you're going to get a fee on. The bigger things, yes, you should get a fee for a replaster or a pool build kind of referral, but it's not necessarily something you're looking for to do it. You just want to build up that relationship so your business is going to be really going on all cylinders. So for instance, as the last example, let's say you have 80 pools and you're out there doing the route and you get a call from one of your customers saying, hey, I have an open house tomorrow and my pool pump's not working. Well, you know you can't get out there because you're busy doing your route. And for you to go out there, you would just be too far behind. And it's just an impossible thing to do, to be out there to change out that motor that same day for the next day's open house. But if you have someone in your pocket that you've been working with, that's been doing repairs for you, been referring stuff to, just send them a text saying, hey, I have this customer. It's a red alert kind of thing where they need a motor put in right away. Is there any way possible you can schedule it in there today so that the pool's running tomorrow? And I would say 90% of the time they're going to say, yeah, I can do it, no problem, because they're looking out for you because you're looking out for them. You're giving them a lot of business. And that's part of networking. You know, you want to do things so that when you need something, you know, you have someone that they can do something for you. And I've made those calls before and they've turned out really well because, again, I have a good network now that I've built over the years. And that's kind of how you want to run your business. So don't be like one of those guys that's like, I'm a lone wolf, I'll do everything. And don't talk to anybody when you're over at the supplier. You just kind of mind your own business. Talk to the guys when they're in line at SCP or Superior, because you're going to be there for an hour anyway. So chat with them, find out what's going on, you know, get to know them and network with them and build some relationship with the other pool guys. I always wave at the pool guys when I'm driving by. And if you have a pool guy that's like across the street, sometimes I'll start talking to them. We'll meet in the middle of the street and get to know those people. And maybe you'll have a job you can refer to somebody and network with them. And that's kind of how you build up your business. You don't really build your business technically by being out there doing everything yourself. You build up your business by being able to do everything, but not everything by yourself, if that makes sense. And if you're looking for other podcasts, you can go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. And on the banner, there's a podcast icon. Click on that. And then you can, of course, listen to different podcasts at your leisure. If you want to enhance your business, you can also join my coaching program. You can learn more at my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, or you can go to poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a good rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at GetSkimmer/poolguy. Again, that's GetSkimmer/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.